Let's head out to Michelle in Ramona. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, see you later.
All right, good luck.
All right, Michelle, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more than Tammy, you're going to get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy. All right, Michelle?
Okay.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement announcement broke the record for the most reposted Instagram posts ever. So let's play the high-low game. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is responsible for boosting the U.S. economy by $3 billion. Is that too high or too low?
I'm going to say too low.
Thursday night kicks off the NFL season with the Dallas Cowboys playing the Philadelphia Eagles. True or false, the Eagles are the defending NFL champions?
False.
An upcoming tribute documentary, Searching for Stars Hollow, will celebrate the 25th anniversary of this show and also sparked fan debate due to the notable absence of the original stars Lorelai and Rory from what show?
Lorelai and Rory. I do not know.
Which animated musical fantasy featuring a fictional K-pop trio became a cultural phenomenon on Netflix, the most watched film in the platform's history?
You would ask me a K-pop question. I am a third grade teacher. I don't know.
Okay. By the way, I didn't know either until Jessica brought this up last week, and now I'm hearing everything about this thing. And finally, Barry Gibb turned 79 yesterday. Barry was a founding member of the Bee Gees. On SNL, what two celebrities were responsible for the Barry Gibb talk show skit?
I don't watch SNL, so I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Michelle, did you enjoy your holiday weekend?
I did.
You mentioned you're a teacher. How's the early school year going for you so far?
So far, so good. I've got a good group of kids.
Good. No troublemakers so far, I hope?
Were you asking if there were any Johns in class?
I was going to say, I'm going to plead the fifth.
Michelle did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Oh, okay.
Timmy, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement announcement broke the record for the most reposted Instagram post ever. So let's play the high-low game. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is responsible for boosting the U.S. economy by $3 billion. Too high or too low?
I think it's too low.
That single tour boosted the U.S. economy by $5 billion.
Incredible.
I mean, That's billion with a B.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else needs to be said? 1-1. Both guessed low. Thursday night kicks off the NFL season with the Dallas Cowboys playing the Philadelphia Eagles. True or false, the Eagles are the defending champions.
Let me think. True.
It is true. They beat the crap out of the Chiefs last year. You excited for the NFL season or not?
Sure.
That doesn't sound legit.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not as excited because to watch any games, I'm going to have to go somewhere because I'm tired of how expensive it is to be able to watch them.
Yes. Okay. Well, didn't mean to open that can of worms. Well, sorry.
I know. My husband's not happy.
Go Pack, go, I guess. 2-1, Tammy. An upcoming tribute documentary called Searching for Stars Hollow will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the show, but sparked fan debate due to the notable absence of original star characters Lorelai and Rory. What am I talking about?
Lorelai and... Oh, is that the Gilmore Girls?
It is the Gilmore Girls. I mean, you can't have the documentary about the Gilmore Girls without the actual Gilmore Girls, mm-hmm. right? All right. Did I just say that sentence?
Yes.
It's 3-1, Tammy.
Football!
Yeah. How can Rory and Lorelai not be there? Oh, I mean, go Bears. Which animated musical fantasy featuring a fictional K-pop trio became a cultural phenomenon on Netflix? The most watched film in the platform's history.
I don't even quite understand.
Jessica, when you're right, you're right. I'll tell you, I've never heard a thing about K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, I saw all the stories about
up.
That.
What do you know? Mm. The most watched film in Netflix history. It's now still 3-1. And finally, Barry Gibb turned 79 yesterday. Barry was a founding member of the Bee Gees. On SNL, what two celebrities were responsible for the Barry Gibb talk show skit?
Well, I remember Justin Timberlake. But who was the other Bee Gee? Was it Jimmy Fallon?
Yes, it was Jimmy Fallon. That's his baby. That's his skit. Yeah, so today we finish with a score of Tammy 4, Michelle 1. Michelle, we're not going to get any money from Tam today, but you are going to get a great prize.
And Michelle, if you're a fan of 90s country, this is going to be such a show. The Frontmen, featuring Larry Stewart, Richie McDonald, Tim Russell, formerly A Restless Heart, Lone Star, and Little Texas. You'll be seeing them December 4th at the California Center for the Arts in Escondido.
Awesome. Thank you.
Enjoy that, Michelle. Enjoy your school year. Thank you for teaching our kids. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Michelle in Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.